More pregame show as Bartlesville gets set to take on Sand Springs. I had a chance to sit down with Bartlesville senior Isaac Barham ahead of the Bruins and the Sandites tonight. He's an offensive lineman and your Wassmiller Insurance player profile.
Now Bartlesville senior Isaac Barham joins us as well. And Isaac, good evening to you. Appreciate you joining us. How's it going so far?
It's going good. Thanks for having me.
And before we get into exactly what you like to do off the field and all that good stuff, why don't you go ahead and just give us a rundown and what positions you play and all that good stuff for the Bruins this year.
My name is Isaac Barham. I'm number 64. I play offensive tackle, the right tackle, the blind side for left-handed quarterback Colton Penrod, and also get some reps at defensive line.
So defensive line and offensive line, obviously offensive line is what you're kind of known for or what you're specialized in, if you want to put it that way. And maybe just run me through, I know that you're thinking about playing football at the next level. Who has looked at you, and what are you thinking about doing in the future with that?
I'm definitely want to go to school and play college. I've got Missouri looking at me a little bit, Missouri State, a couple offers from D2 schools, but still definitely looking.
So still on the lookout for exactly what you'd like to do. Do you know what you'd like to maybe study once you get there?
Not sure yet. Maybe management.
Management, that's a good one to have. Talking with Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Isaac Barham. You mentioned, and this is something that's kind of interesting, I think, that Colton is a left-handed quarterback. Mm-hmm. So as the blind side, and of course maybe people who aren't that familiar with football at least know the movie Blind Side, that means that the quote-unquote important or big-time offensive linemen need to protect the back of that quarterback for when a rusher is coming from behind him, because obviously he can't see that behind him. So you're moved around to the right side, on the offensive line. And have you spent your entire career there?
I started on the right side, left side, and they moved me over to the right last year.
Moved me over to the right last year. And is that does that something that factors into how you're being recruited at all?
Not really, no.
Okay. So you can kind of move it around to whichever.
Yeah, I can play both sides.
Okay. Talking with Isaac Barham, senior offensive lineman for the Bruins here on the John McKee Show. You guys are off to a 3-0 start. We kind of talked about the win over Enid already with Coach McKee. How do you feel like the season's going so far?
It's going great so far. Really enjoying it. Coming together as a team and keep going.
Have you played football all 4 years?
Yes, sir.
And do you play any other sports?
No, just football.
Just football? So train for football in the off-season, I suppose?
In the weight room.
And your offensive line is your specialty, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Do you you have to get in on defensive line sometimes, I know. Is that hard to kind of change that up and play both ways every once in a while, or do you get to focus on offensive line the majority of the time?
That's a little difficult because it's two different styles. You have to stay low on defensive line, so it's a little difficult, but not too hard.
You play Sand Springs on Friday. Before we get into your off-the-field stuff, how do you feel about the matchup against the Sandites?
I feel pretty confident. With the team we have, I think we can go in there and get a win.
And I know we'll probably cover this with Coach McKee here in just a second, but you guys probably owe Sand Springs one from last year. That was a game where you probably could have stolen one on the road, and it just kind of slipped through your fingertips at the very end. How much does that factor into motivation for you guys this year?
We're all thinking about it. We want to go out there and get this win. We lost by 1 point last year. We don't want that to happen this year.
And, of course, it's the first district game as well, and Coach McKee talked a little bit at the football luncheon that your goal has kind of been to host a playoff game, and if you want to do that, probably a home game against Sand Springs is a game that you all will have to win.
Yeah, we have to win this game. It's a home game. We're going to have to win it.
The reception at home has been pretty good. Speaking about home games, the first couple games for you all. Last week was homecoming, had the lightning delay, which may have affected things a little bit, but it was nearly a capacity crowd the week before that for East Central. How nice has the support been so far this year?
That's great. All those fans out there being loud, it's great.
Let's move to off-the-field stuff now. When Isaac Barham gets done with practice, what does he like to do when he gets home?
Just hang out with my little brother. Go over and watch film.
Little brother, what's his name?
Broderick Barham.
Broderick? Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He is a freshman. He's 14.
Very cool. Is he going to play football?
Yeah, he's in football right now.
He's in football right now? That's awesome. Talking with Isaac Barham, senior offensive and defensive lineman for the Bruins, ahead of Bartlesville's third home game in a row here against Sand Springs. What other hobbies do you have? What else do you like to do off the football field?
Hang out with friends or spend time outside. go fishing, be outside.
Fishing has been a common answer. I think everyone who's been on here has been fishing. You guys have kind of a fish. I did not fish that often as a high schooler, and you would think that maybe that would be something that's kind of left behind, but that's evidently a generational thing. You guys like to fish. What's the biggest fish you've ever caught?
Oh, man. I've caught about a 40-pound flathead catfish before.
Okay. See, now when I went fishing as a kid, I fished with a bob and just a pole. And you guys probably have a reel. It's a whole thing. You have your own reel, I'm assuming?
Yeah, yes, sir.
That's very cool. Talking with Isaac Forham, senior offensive and defensive lineman for the Bruins, ahead of Bartlesville's game against the Sand Springs Sandites. You have any favorite TVs or movies?
Any football movie or a sports TV show.
So Blindside, we just kind of alluded to that earlier. Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
That's a good one. That was kind of a classic.
That's probably my favorite one, Remember the Titans.
That was one that was popular when I was growing up. Moving back to the team now, who's the funniest guy on the Bruins team this year?
The funniest guy, probably Braden Mayhew or John Johnson.
Braden Mayhew's been a popular answer as a funny guy. And John Johnson, unfortunately, had an injury a couple weeks ago, so he hasn't been able to play and broke his leg. But I assume he's been hanging around with you all. We saw him on the field winning homecoming awards last week.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. He's a guy.
That was your Wass-Miller Insurance player profile with Bartlesville senior offensive lineman Isaac Barham. More of the pregame show on K1 coming up. We'll talk with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee next. You're listening to Bartlesville Football on AM 1400 and FM 93.3.